Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Mem Vav. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously for Gemar Chasim Atova for all of Klal Yisrael, and it's also sponsored by Jeremy Lussman, Le'ilei Nishmas, his wife's grandfather, Joseph Weissman, Yosef Meir Ben Yaakov, Alav Shalom, Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding out the two dots on Daf. Are there two dots there? Yeah, at the two dots on Daf, Mem Hei Amud Beis, at Amar Mar, B'yom Tov Arein Karagli Kaladam. The first thing we're going to discuss is the Tchum of rainwater. What the assumption is, if it rains on Yantif, what the Tchum Shabbos is of that rainwater. Karagli, the person who picks it up, is it, there's a Kona Shvisa in the clouds, it's a Kona Shvisa in the ocean. Why wouldn't it be Kona Shvisa in those locations? Then the Gemara is going to give a psak halacha in terms of the machlokes tonaim about the tchum of a sleeping person. The Gemara is going to question, well, wait a second, why do I even need a psak halacha? We already have a catch-all psak halacha when it comes to Erevin, and that is halacha kedivrei mekel be'eruv. So why would we need to give any specific psak halacha on particular cases? And the Gemara is going to discuss, do we paskin like a rabbim against the yachid, even by dinim derabanan, or maybe by derabanans, we could ignore who the rabbim and who the yachid is and just follow the more mekel shita. And then the Gemara is going to get into mostly klalei apsak, different klalei apsak of machlokas tanaim. If this tana goes against that tana, we always pass on like this one, and we're going to question at the end of the daf, and it's going to go well into tomorrow's daf, whether we in fact have these klalei apsak, whether we in fact follow these klalei apsak, because there's a shita of Rav Misharshia that less nulani klali, we just don't follow any of these klalei apsak, and the Gemara is going to try to prove how he knows that we don't follow these klalei apsak, and that brings us well into tomorrow's daf. 4, 5, 6 different proofs that we don't follow the klalei apsak that we enumerate on today's daf. So let's begin. Mem Hei Amud Beis at the two dots. Amar B'yom Tov Arein Karagli Kaladam. That if it rains on Yom Tov, then the halacha is whoever gathers that water, the rain the water has the same tchum as the person who gathers that water. Why isn't the water ready in the ocean? So says Marlema, it must be that we're assuming that the water doesn't come from the ocean, because if it did come from the ocean, then it would be Konashvisa in the ocean. So it must be that we're assuming against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who said that rainwater comes from the ocean. That is a machlokas in Mesechas Tainis on Daf Tesan Beis. Sounds like a machlokas in Mitzius between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where rainwater comes from. That Rabbi Eliezer holds kol olam kulos mimeu kainus ushosa, and he learns it from a pasuk ve'edi alam in ha'aretz ve'ikshas kol pnei adama. So ve'ikshas kol pnei adama, and Rabbi Yeshua asks that meu kainus are maluchim or salt water. So Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, but in the clouds it loses its salt, but it all comes from there. But Rabbi Yeshua still disagrees and says kol olam kulo mimayim elyonim ushosa, that it all comes from the Mayim Elyonim. It could be that they're arguing whether it's considered brand new water when it loses its salt, and therefore it's not really a machlokas in Mitzius. But anyway, the Gemara is saying, it sounds like this is a raya against Rabbi Eliezer. Some Rabbi Yitzchak Hacha ba'avim sheniskashu me'erev Yom Tov Askinan. No, we're talking in a case over here where this water was already in the clouds when Erev Yom Tov started. So it could be that it originally came from Meyu Kainus, but not before Yom Tov started. Before Yom Tov started, it was already in the clouds. It was way before that it was in the Yukainus. V'dil mahanachazli v'hanachachrininu. Says Gemara, but still, how do you know that this water was in the clouds? It could have been cloudy on Erev Yantif, but the rain that came on Yantif was from new clouds, and those clouds may have been formed overnight on Yantif. Tislu siman b'gavai. No, you saw the cloud was shaped a certain way or something. You had some sort of simon that you knew that this rain came from the cloud that was already there before Yantif started. Or you could say, we don't know, but avi savik didivreim, savik didivreim lahakel. It's a savik midrabanan. Whenever you have a savik midrabanan, we always go lukula, and therefore we could be makel and assume that it was the same cloud, and that this water was not in the Ukainus before Yom Tov started. Why would you follow savik drabanan lukula? Normally we only follow savik drabanan. We do not follow savik drabanan lukula when it's a davar sheish lo matirin, when it's something that being machmir would mean mean that we only have to be machmir right now, but after a certain passage of time, everything's going to be mutter anyway, so we don't follow the Gemara Masechta Beitza tells us we do not say Savik Drabana Lukula by a Beitza Shenolda, for example, by something that's Mukta, because you can just wait till after Shabbos Yantav, then it's not going to be Mukta. So over here also, just wait till after Yantav, and you definitely don't have any problem bringing this rainwater wherever you want to bring it. So shouldn't we not follow the Savik Drabana Lukula? So Tosfos points out that by Eruv, we're so makel by Eruv that even on a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, we're going to go Lukula. That Eruv is different than every other Savik Drabanan. Halachik Divrei Mekel by Eruv sets a certain precedent for us that Eruv is a big Kula. We can always be extra makel by Eruv. So it says Marav Likni Shvisa Ba'avim, but still, why isn't the water Kona Shvisa when it's up in the clouds? You want to say it wasn't in the ocean when Yantav started? Fine. But it was in the clouds when Yantav started. It should have been Kona Shvisa there. So Tivshmin Adin Tchum L'Malam Ayasara. Maybe this is a raya that there's no Tchum Shabbos L'Malam Ayasara. The clouds are more than 10 Tfachim off the ground. Yesh Tchumin Likni Shvisa Ba'avim. If there were Tchum Shabbos L'Malam Ayasara, then it should have been Kona Shvisa in the clouds. So L'Yolim Lach Yesh Tchumin. Maya Biva Mivla Bli. But maybe I could tell you really there is Tchum L'Malam Ayasara. But the rainwater is Balua in the clouds, and therefore it simply didn't exist before Yantav started. So it could not have been Kona Shvisa, meaning it's not considered a separate entity called water. It was just a cloud at the time. So there was no water. The water only came into existence on Yantav. Says Gemara, you didn't just make things better. Now you made things worse. That makes it even worse, because then it becomes Nolad. It became something that just came into existence on Yantav, and Nolad is for sure going to be Aser. So it should be absolutely Aser. You shouldn't even be able to be metaltal it at all. Now, forget about Tchum Shabbos. Now you've made it Muktza. And so it's Muktza, you're not allowed to be metaltal even within Dalet Amos. It's absolutely problematic. The Paras Yosef just points out a stylistic issue over here, that there's a Tosos in the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin that writes that whenever the Gemara asks a question with the phrase Kol Shekein, it's always asking based on the same logic that it was asking previously, and just strengthening that logic. Paras Yosef says, you see from here that that's not true. That klal, the Tosfos says, that kol shekein is always same logic, just stronger. You see that that's not true, because it's not. Previously, we were asking about water having a tchum Shabbos based on where it was when Shabbos started, where it was when Yom Tov started. Now we're saying, forget about tchum. The water is a problem anyway, because it's muktza, a totally different logic, a totally different issue. So you see that even though it starts with the words kol shekein, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel tells us that may peros, that fruit juices, are balua inside the peros, but they're not considered nolad. The reason that juices that come from peros are also is a gzera mishum schita. It's a gzera that you might come to squeeze it out, but it's not considered nolad. So Tosfos points out, well, why would water in clouds be nolad, but apple juice in apples and orange juice in oranges are not considered nolad? So Tosfos says that it's ku'uchlu de'ifras, that when it comes to juices in a fruit, it's considered it's not considered to be so something that's so brand new that was brought into the world. It's considered just part of the food. It's not balua the same way water is balua in a cloud. So it says Gemara Elamai Ba'avim made a naidi. So the Gemara said because of this kasha, we have to go back and explain why it is that there's no tchum Shabbos previous tchum that the water has based on where it was in the cloud when Yantav started. So it says Gemara, must be because Maya, the reason it was not Kona Shvisa in the cloud is because Maya Ba'avim made a naidi. The water isn't stationary in a cloud. In order to be Kona Tchum Shabbos, it needs to be stationary in one place, but it's always moving in the cloud. Once we come on to that answer, we could even say that it wasn't cloudy when Yantav started, and this water was in the ocean when Yantav started. Why wasn't it Kona Shvisa in the ocean? Maya Bu Kainis Nami made a naidi, because the water in the ocean is always moving. The halach is, if you have moving bodies of water, then it's karagle kaladam. It's not kona shvisa where it was. It's kona shvisa with whoever the person is that picks it up. It's going to be subject to that fellow's tchum Shabbos. Now says Gemara, as far as the machlokas we had, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim about a sleeping person, some Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yishuv Levi, halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that a sleeping person is kona shvisa where he is, and he gets 2,000 amos in every direction. We don't pass like the Chachamim that a sleeping person and since he had no das, he only gets dalet amos, and he's never kona shvisa. No, a sleeping person gets 2,000 amos in every direction. So did you hear a direct psak that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or are you deducing that from some other statement that you heard? So no, I heard a direct psak. My klala, why would you think that I deduced it from somewhere? What would I have deduced it from? Meaning, where else could I have derived that we follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Because I would have thought that you were just applying the general principle called halachik divrei mekel be'eruv, that we always follow the more mekel shita when it comes to eruv, almost always. There are certain exceptions. The Bach points out that when there are two perushim and we don't know kamila farish, we're machmir by eruv. If there's a suffix that's not that's not nifshat, sometimes we pass in the hachmir that it's only by a machlokas we say halachik divrei mekel be'eruv. But bottom line is, I would have thought that since whenever there's a machlokas tanaim be'eruvin, we have a rule halachik divrei mekel be'eruv. When you pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's your own application of that rule, but that there's no particular tradition to follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri specifically in this machlokas. Says Marvitati Lamali. But anyway, it would be a good application of the rule. So why would I need to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri once I already have the rule of halachik divrei mekel be'eruv? So Rabbi Zeir Tzrichi, di yashmin halachik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if we only would have said that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and not relied on halachik divrei mekel be'eruv and not had a rule of halachik divrei mekel be'eruv, I would think that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'chumra as well, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita was based on what he held about clay hefker, that he holds that clay hefker are kodesh shvisa b'mekomam. So that could be a chumra as well, to say that the clay hefker have the kinyan shvisa of wherever they were. So kamash malan halacha divrei mekel be'eruv. That's why I say that we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'chumra, only l'kula. So whereas we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that a sleeping person gets a full alpayim amma, we're not going to pass like him when it comes to clay hefker. The Rishonim are bothered by that. Isn't that psak halacha that's self contradictory? Then I mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was based on the logic. It's based on the logic that clay hefker are kona shvisa. So if you're not going to pass like his underlying logic, how could he then paskin like him about a sleeping person? So that's what Rashi tells us to say, that we do paskin like the Chachamim, really, that Chefze Hefkar are not Kodesh Shvisa, and therefore it's Keragle whoever finds them. But nevertheless, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that a sleeping person is Kodesh Shvisa, but Velav Mitaimei, not based on the same logic that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has. Rather, it's based on Hoel Veneir Kana Yashinami Kana that we had yesterday, that if a person who's awake can be Kodesh Shvisa, so a sleeping person is considered to have das also because he could be awoken. And that's what it's based on. It's not based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's own logic. The Ramban has a problem with that. You're passing Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but not based on his own logic. So it turns out that you're not really passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You're being machriya. You're coming up with your own shita. That's not passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Ramban has a different explanation. Okay, so says Gemara, but Valema halach divrei mekel be'eruv halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lamali. You just explained why we can't just rely on a statement halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and we also need the rule of halach divrei mekel be'eruv. But I would ask in the reverse, says the Gemara, why not say just halach divrei mekel be'eruv, and then you don't need to tell me details, you don't need to get into the weeds of a particular machlokas that halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Say it's true. Chazal k'dayt chaminan mi liyachem makom yachem rabbi makom rabbi mabli yachem makom rabbi meimelo. I might have thought halach divrei mekel is only when it's a fair fight, when it's a yachid against a yachid, a rabbi against a rabbi. But when it's a yachid against a rabbi, we're not going to follow the Yachid HaMekel against the Rabbi Mamachmir. So that's why it has to tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though he's a Yachid HaMekel against the Rabbim that's Machmir. Samle Rav Labai Michti, Erevin de Rabbanon, Mal Yachid Makam Yachid, Mal Yachid Makam Rabbim. Erevin is anyway only a Din de Rabbanon. Who cares whether it's a Yachid against Rabbim? By Dinim de Rabbanon, we don't pay attention to how many people, how many Tanoim take each side. Samle Papal Rava, Bid Rabbanon, Lo Shanilam, Ben Yachid Makam Yachid, Yachid Makom Rabim? Are you sure about that? By Dinim de Rabbanon, we don't distinguish between a Yachid against the Rabim versus a case of a Yachid against the Yachid? That's not true, but even by Dinim de Rabbanon, we pay attention to whether it's a Rabim that disagrees with the Yachid, and I'll prove it to you. Vatnan, in the first parak of Maseches Nida, Rabbi Lazar Omer, son of Yisra Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Isha Shavra Le'a Shalosh Onos, that if a woman went three time periods where she would normally get her period, and she didn't, meaning she went 3 months without getting her period. So daya shaita, then the halacha is the next time she bleeds, even though normally if a woman finds dam, the first mishum seches nidas machlokas tanaim, how far retroactively she has to assume that she's already been tame, whether it's me'es le'es mifkida l'fkida or mifkida l'fkida z'me'ayta de me'es le'es me'ayta de mifkida l'fkida. But the point is that there's some tumah l'mafreya. We don't assume that when she found it, that was the moment that she became tame. But if she hadn't bled for 3 months and now she finds blood, daya shaita. She's only tame from the moment she finds blood. There is no tumah l'mafreya. V'tanya, and the Braisa tells us, ma'isavas Rebbe ki Rabbi Elazar, that Rebbe paskin like Rabbi Elazar, then la'acha sheniska, then after he realized that that's not correct, that he should have followed the chachamim, amar kedai Rabbi Elazar l'smach lo b'shas l'chak. He said, you know what, at least we could be somech Rabbi Elazar b'shas l'chak, because it was a year of famine, and if they were to be metame taharos and make them inaccessible for people to eat, it would be a big problem. So okay, b'shas l'chak will be somech on what I said originally. So my la'acha sheniska, what did he remember that made him realize that he should not have passed like Rabbi Elazar? If what he remembered was that we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar, if we actually reject the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, then you cannot just accept it. It must be that there was no clear tradition of how to paskin in this case. And what he realized that he had erred in was that he paskin like Rabbi Elazar because there was no clear tradition, so he was willing to be makel. But now we realize that it wasn't a yachid going against Rabbi Elazar, it was a rabbin going against Rabbi Elazar, and he should always follow the rabbin against the yachid, even on a din d'rabbanan like tumah l'mafreya. El rabbin pligi alei, it was a rabbin against him. So Amar kedai Rabbi Elazar l'smach lo b'shas l'chak. So in that case, he was willing to say that kedai Rabbi Elazar l'smach lo b'shas l'chak, but not l'chachila. So you see that even on a din d'rabbanan, we're going to follow the majority opinion. So Amar b'shas l'rava va'amri la. Rav Nachum ben Yitzchak l'Rava, b'drabbanan lo shani, I'll bring you ben Yachol makom Yachol ben Yachol makom Rabim. I'll bring you another raya that even on dinim drabbanan we pay attention to how many people, how many tanoim are on each side, and we're going to follow the Rabim against the Yachid even on dinim drabbanan. V'atanya, we have a brisa in Maseches Moed Katan about the halachos of avelus. Shmua kroven ha'agah shiva u'shloshim. If a person finds out about the patira of a relative soon after the person dies, then you observe regular ilchus avelus shiva shloshim rechoka ein leges al yom echad. But if they only find out about the death of the relative much later, we'll define it in a moment what much later means, but much later, way after the person dies, then there's only one day of avelus. Veizu hi krova, veizu hi rechoka. What is the definition of a shmur krova and a shmur rechoka? So betok shloshim krova, if you find out about it within 30 days of the person's death, that's a shmur krova. La'acha shloshim rechoka. But if you only find out about it more than 30 days later, then it's a shmur rechoka. Obviously, with modern communication, this never happens anymore. But it used to be a fairly common thing. Someone would die and they have relatives who live at the other end of the world, and they would not find out about it until much, much later. So if it's l'achar shloshim, it's a shmur rechoka, de Rebbe Akiva. The chamim omrim, the chamim say that we disagree l'alacha. Achar shmur krova, v'achar shmur rechoka, no'aga shiva shloshim. That even if you find out much, much later, you still observe the full avelus of shiva and shloshim. So v'am rabba generally, when you have a yachid that's mekel and a rabim that are machmir, you follow the rabim. Chutz mizu, shavu bisha Rabbi Akiva mekel v'cham machmir alacha k'divrei Rabbi Akiva. That over here we're going to follow Rabbi Akiva, even though he's a yachid hamekel against the rabim who are machmirim. So, and the reason is v'savu l'kishmul damr shmul alacha k'divrei mekel bavel, because this is an application of the principle that when it comes to hilchas avelus, we always follow the divrei mekel. We always follow the more lenient shita, even if it's a das yachid against a rabim. Tosfos points out that we pass him like a mekel, even a yachid against the rabbim, even though Rabbi Yochanan says that we always paskin b'kol makom halacha k'rabim ha'machmirim chutz mizu, which makes it sound like this is the only this machlokas about shmur krova shmur rechoka is the only place we're going to follow the yachid ha'mekel. Tosfos says no, he doesn't mean chutz mizu about this particular case. He means chutz mi hilchas avelus. That when it comes to hilchas avelus, halacha divrei mekel ba'avel means throughout all of hilchas avelus, that even if it's a yachid Yachar HaMekel against the Rabbim HaMachmirim, we're going to follow the Yachar HaMekel. Yeah, but all of this tells us, Ba'avelu Sudar Kilu Barabanan, Avol Bialma, Afil B'Rabanan, Shani Ben Yachar Makam Yachar Ben Yachar Makam Rabbim. What do you see from here? That it's dafka because we have a principle of Halach Divrei HaMekel Ba'avel, that by Avelus we're going to follow the Yachid HaMekel, and we'll ignore the fact that he's a Yachid against the Rabbim. But it sounds like every other Din D'Rabanan outside of Hilchos Avelus, we pay attention to what's the Yachid, what's the Rabbim, and we're going to follow the Rabbim. So you see a further proof that it does matter to us who's the Yachid and who's the Rabbim when it comes to Dinim D'Rabanan. So now the Gemara goes back to explain another explanation why it is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why not just rely on the principle of Halach Divrei HaMekel Be'eruv? So Rav Papa Amar Itzrich. Here's why we need to paskin specifically in our case of Tchumen like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I might have thought that it's only by Eruv Chatzeros that we apply the principle of Halach Divrei HaMekel by Eruv. So that's why he has to tell me that even though this is a din of Eruv Tchumen, we still follow the Mekel sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why would I think we should be more machmir by Eruv Tchumen than we are by Eruv Chatzeros, that the whole rule of Halach Divrei HaMekel is only by Eruv Chatzeros and Tchumen for some reason are more chamur? Yeah, Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah later on about someone making an error for a person when the person is unaware that you're making an error for them. Where Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Medvar Mamor b'Eruv Tchumen. When do we say that you're not able to make an error for a person without their awareness that you're doing it for them? That's by Eruv Tchumen. Av b'Eruv Chatzeros Marv Mil Das Min Shlo Dash Zach Lav Shlo B'Fanav Ein Chav Lo Adam El B'Fanav. You want to make an error of Chatzeros for a person, you could do that even without the person's approval because it's purely for the person's benefit. He doesn't lose anything by having an error of Chatzeros. I move into a community, I have no idea if there's an Eruv made for me. Well, it's good when I find out, that's only good. It only gives me more freedom to be able to carry around the community. I don't lose anything. Eruv Tchumen, I do lose though. You can tell me, oh, guess what? I made an Eruv Tchumen for you to the east of the city, so now you can go 4,000 amos east. But I wanted to take a walk to the west, and now I can't go at all to the west. So that's in Chavaladim Shlo B'Fanav. So you can't do that. But you do see that there is this chumrah that a Ruvei Tchumen has over a Ruvei Chatzeros. Rav Ashi Amar, another Mahalich. Why it is that we need to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if after all, halachik divrei mekel anyway. So Itzrich, Salkadayt Kamina Hanimili B'Shiyurei Eruv. I would have thought that this klal of halachik divrei mekel is only by Shiyurei Eruv, which means a person put an Eruv to be there for many, many weeks in a row, and he puts the box of matzahs there, and then someone ate half the box of matzahs, and now there's very little matzah left, there's pachos mishtei sudos left. So there's a machlokas tanayim that we're going to have later on, can you be somech on the remaining matzahs b'toras Eruv? So that's where I follow the mekel that's machshir, because since it was already huchsak Eruv kilchaso, you already had a chazaka that there was an Eruv, there was a proper Eruv there, so you could be mekel on later Shabbosos. But if you have a machlokas about the initial establishment of an Eruv, that now this Shabbos we first established an Eruv, I would think that we should not follow the more Mekel Shita. So I would have thought not to follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in his machlokas with the Chacham about a sleeping person, because that was not talking about a previously established Eruv where you have a Chazaka. That's about a new case for this Shabbos, this guy fell asleep. So I would think in that case not to be Mekel. That's why I needed to go out of my way and say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and we couldn't just rely on the general principle of halacha divrei mekel be'eruv. Where do we find the distinction between a remnant of a previous eruv versus a machlokas about a new eruv? Ditnan, because we have a mishnah later on in Daf Pei that tells us that Amar Rabbi Yosi b'med varmamurim. When do I say you need a shear for a eruv echatzeros b'tchilas eruv? That's when you're originally putting an eruv there. But if you have part of the Erev got eaten up and you have something left of it, then afilu kolshu, then it doesn't need to be a shir shtei sudos. Even a kolshu, even if there's just a little bit of food for each of the mishtatvim, in the Erev it's going to be kasher. And the reason we're more makel by shiurei Erev is shlo amru la'ar chatzeros al kdei shlo l'shakeach taras Erev min atinokos. The only reason we have Erev chatzeros is so that people don't forget the whole din of Erev tchumen in future generations. generations, that the Iker Din of Erev is really Eruv Eitzchumen, and therefore we could be more makil by Erev Chatzeros, that if it was originally done Kilchasa, even though now the Shirayim is very little, you could be Sobech on it. So that's why I would have thought that we don't follow the Makil, we only follow the Makil by Shiurei Erev, but we don't follow the Makil by a brand new Erev. Now as far as some Klalei Apsak, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zreka Amru, that we follow the following rules when you have particular Tanaim that disagree with each other. Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveru. Whenever Rabbi Akiva goes against one other Tana, we follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Mechaverav. Rabbi Yossi is so powerful, even if he goes against multiple other Tanaim, we follow Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Mechaverav. We follow Rabbi even when he goes against a particular other Tana. Now, generally speaking, without these rules, we have another rule, and that is that whenever you have a Suffolk, Derabanan, you follow the Mechel, and Daraisa, you follow the Machner. What this is saying is that we ignore that. This overrides the general rule. General, that's for everything. But this overrides it, that when these particular Tanaim are in the mix, then we follow these rules. So that's what Tosrid points out. So the Mayhil Chasa, why does Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zeika have to tell us these Klalim? They want to tell me that we should follow this Halacha L'Maisa, or they're just telling us this is most logical? How strongly do they hold of these rules? So Rav Asi Amar Halacha, which Rashi says means that we paskin l'maisa like all these rules. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Matin means that we don't fully paskin halacha like all these rules, but if an individual, so we wouldn't publicize these rules, but if an individual asks us a shayla, we can use these rules as a guide. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Amar Nirin, that we wouldn't even paskin for an individual based on these rules, but if we see someone doing, following these rules, we wouldn't correct them. But it doesn't mean that that we would ever paskin based on these rules. Kalashon Azeh Amar Rabbi Yaakov Aridi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, some more rules. Whenever Rameir argues in Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yossi, Halach Rabbi Yossi. Vein Tzarech Lomer, Rameir of Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi overrides Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda overrides Rameir, so certainly Rabbi Yossi would override Rameir. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. Halach Rabbi Yossi. Because Hashtab, B'makom Rabbi Yehuda Lessa, if we don't follow Rameir even when he's up against Rabbi Yehuda, B'makom Rabbi Yossi, B'bayi, when he's up against Rabbi Yossi, who was stronger than Rabbi Yehuda, then of course we're not going to follow Rabbi Meir. So I'm Ravasi Afanilo made Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yossi. That I also say based on Kal v'Chomer that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, we follow Rabbi Yossi. Damar Rabbi Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. So I should makom Rabbi Yehuda lasa. If we ignore Rabbi Shimon in favor of Rabbi Yehuda, makom Rabbi Yossi mibayi. So certainly in favor of Rabbi Yossi, who's stronger than Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to follow that shita. So mibayi l'Rameir, Rabbi Shimon mai. What about the two that are both that both lose out, right? That both lose to Rabbi Yehuda, Ramei and Rabbi Shimon. What if they disagree with each other? Then what's the halacha? Teiku, the Gemara doesn't have any way of resolving. When I say stronger, I don't mean stronger in learning. Adrabba, we learned that the reason we don't pass him like Ramei was because he was stronger in learning, right? We had that earlier in the Masechta, that Ramei, we couldn't, we could never be Yorid the Sof Daito because he was so strong in learning, we couldn't follow his logic. So I'm Rabbi Mishashi, Lesu Lani Kali. Rabbi Mishashi says, these rules are not rules. We don't follow any of these rules. So minale l'Rav Mishashi aha. How does he know that we don't follow these klalim? Maybe it's based on the Mishnah that we had about the three people that are all sleeping and they're all a few amos away from each other. So there's overlap. So they each only get dalet amos, but the dalet amos of the guy on the right side overlaps with the dalet amos of the guy in the middle, and the dalet amos of the guy on the left side overlaps with the dalet amos of the guy in the middle. So Rabbi Shimon Omer in our Mishnah, we had the mad davar doma. What's this like? L'shalish chateres a psuchas ulazu. It's like you have three chateres that open up into each other. Psuchas and each of them also opens into Rosh Hashanah. Irvu Shtayim, Achitzonos and Memtsoyis, if they made an Erev Chatzeros, the two outer Chatzeros made an Erev with the inner Chatzeros, with the middle one, he mutaras iman vein mutaras ima. They're allowed to carry to the middle one, and the middle guy is allowed to carry to them. Ushtayim Achitzonos, Asurim Zum Zu. But the two outer Chatzeros are not allowed to carry from one to the
the other. That we pass like Rabbi Shimon, that the middle one is allowed to carry to the outer ones. Uman Palagale, who argues on Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda who argues. He's always the bar plucked of Rabbi Shimon. So how could we pass like Rabbi Shimon? Va'amrit Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Halach Rabbi Yehuda. I thought we had a klal that you always follow Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. Elav Shmamina, lasnu. Yeah, you had such a klal. We don't pass like any of these klalim. And that's why we're willing to pass like Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda over here. That's the riot of Mesharshia, that we ignore all the klalim. Says, well, that's not a raya. Umay kushya. Dilma hecha di itmar itmar, hecha de lo itmar lo itmar. Maybe when we have a halacha mefurish like Rabbi Shimon, of course then we're going to follow Rabbi Shimon. Klalim are only when you don't know. But maybe if you have a specific tradition that you follow Rabbi Shimon, so you follow Rabbi Shimon. These klalim are for when you don't have a specific tradition. So that doesn't necessarily show that these klalim should be totally ignored. So the Gemara is going to move on with the Elamei HaDatan tomorrow into many, many other examples of where we're going to try to demonstrate that we do not follow these Klalei HaPasak. Okay, have a great day, everyone.